Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting second, the second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third, the first baseman, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh, the catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Kevin Romine. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Jody Reed. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second, the first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third, the center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth, the DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Spike Owen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Franco. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Franco steals second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kittle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Romine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Castillo hits a line drive towards third. Reed catches it and throws to first to double up Snyder. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed hits a ball on the ground for a single. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground for a single. Reed moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Reed moves to third. Owen moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground. Snyder throws the ball into Bell, who tags Evans trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Reed scores. Owen scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into left field. Castillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Castillo. Burks moves to second. Jim Rice, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burks scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Carter, who is chasing the ball. Cerrone reaches third base with a triple. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Romine is 0-for-1 in the game. Romine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Romine. Franco reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Willie Upshaw, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball four. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Spike Owen, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Owen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Reed moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Reed moves to third. Owen moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a pop-up into right field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Carmelo Castillo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cerrone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. 1 out. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Romine is 0 for 2 in the game. Romine strikes out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Owen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans strikes out. 1 out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Burks moves to second. 2 outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castillo. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Burks scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine is 0 for 3 in the game. Romine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cerrone moves to third. Jody Reed, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Romine moves to second. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Owen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Owen hits a line drive into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Pat Dodson now playing first base. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kittle moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Greenwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dodson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. Bell moves to third. Franco moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-5, Red Sox. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive towards short. Owen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacoby moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. It's 11-6, Red Sox. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lamp. Snyder moves to third. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder scores. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dodson strikes out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Reed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Owen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reed moves to second. Marty Barrett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castillo. Evans reaches second base with a double. Reed scores. Owen goes all the way around to score. It's 13-7, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 14-7, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Domingo Ramos now playing second base. Jim Rice, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rice is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cerrone is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dodson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carter is hit by the pitch. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kittle hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Carter moves to third. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.